Another week, and it's E. Carol Radio Show you're listening to, and today the theme will be pulp fucking fiction, or pulp beep fiction. I don't know. You will hear a few monologues from one of my favorite movies of all time. If you would like to collaborate, send an email at Eleanor Olmarkin@gmail.com. Enjoy Pulp Fiction. Just to add, I'm not imitating any of the actors here. I'm just making my own interpretation of what I hear and what I would like to do. Have a fantastic day, everyone, and enjoy these monologues.
I think you're gonna find, when all this shit is over, I think you're gonna find yourself one smiling motherfucker. The thing is, Butch, right now, you got ability. But painful as it may be, ability don't last. And your days are just about over. Now that's a hard motherfucking fact of life, but that's a fact of life your ass is gonna have to get realistic about. See? This business is filled to the brim with unrealistic motherfuckers. Motherfuckers who thought their ass would age like wine. If you mean it turns to vinegar, it does. If you mean it gets better with age, it don't. Besides, Butch, how many fights do you think you got in you anyhow? Two? Boxers don't have an old timer's place. You came close, but you never made it. And if you were gonna make it, would you have made it before now? You're mine, Dick.
That was my father's fucking watch. You know what my father went through to get me that watch? I don't wanna get into it right now, but he went through a lot. Now all this other shit, you could have set on fire, but I specifically reminded you not to forget my father's watch. Now think, did you get it? You believe so. You either did or you didn't. Now which one is it?
Good. What I need the fellas to do is to take those cleaning products and clean the inside of the car. And I'm talking fast, fast, fast. You need to go into the back seat, scoop up all those little pieces of brain and skull, get it out of there, wipe down the upholstery. Now, when it comes to the upholstery, it don't need to be spick and span. You don't need to eat off it. Just give it a good once over. What you need to take care of are the really messy parts. The pools of blood that I've collected. You gotta soak that shit up. But the windows are a different story. Them you really clean. Get the Windex, do a good job. Now, Jimmy, we need to raid your linen closet. I need blankets, I need comforters, I need quilts, I need bedspreads. The thicker the better, the darker the better. No whites, can't use them. We need to camouflage the interior of the car. We're gonna line the front seat and the back seat and the floorboards with quilts and blankets. So if the cop stops us and starts sticking his big snout in the car, the subterfuge won't last. But at a glance, the car will appear to be normal. Jimmy, lead the way. Boys, get to work.